frank in jovial mood while poker game was going on at his house on night of 26th, Atlanta Constitution, August 15th, 1913. Mrs. M. Marcus, a relative by marriage of Mrs. Leo M. Frank, was the first witness called at the afternoon session. She was one of the friends of the Franks and Seeligs who played cards at their home, 68 East Georgia Avenue, on the night of April 26th. She swore Frank acted naturally during all the time that she saw him, and that he even got to laughing at a baseball story he was reading in a magazine and tried to break up their poker game by reading it to them. "Did you see Mr. Frank on April 26th, and when?" asked Mr. Arnold. "I saw him when I went to Mr. Emil Selig's home to play cards that night. Mr. Frank opened the door." "What time did he go to bed?" "About 10:30 o'clock."
"Anything unnatural about him?"
"No." "Were you in the habit of playing cards there?" asked attorney Frank A. Hooper on cross-examination. "Well, I often went there for a social game." "Did you see Frank often?" "Yes, saw him most every time I went there at night."
"You didn't notice anything unusual about him?" suggested the attorney.
"There was nothing to notice," the witness replied. She was then excused. Frank in jovial mood. M.J. Goldstein of 285 Washington Street followed Mrs. M. Marcus to the stand. He also played cards at the Seelig home on the night of April 26th.
"You played cards at the Frank and Seelig home on the night of April 26th, didn't you?"
"Yes." "How many were there in the party?" "There were Mrs. Strauss, Mrs. Seelig, Mrs. Leo M. Frank when I got there." "Did you see Frank there?" "Yes, he was in the hall." "Was there any nervousness or anything unusual about him?" "No, nothing at all. None at all." "Did Frank come in the room where you were playing cards?" asked Mr. Hooper on cross-examination. "Yes, he had been laughing aloud at what he was reading, and when one of the ladies asked what it was that amused him, so he came in and wanted to read it to us." Strauss also in game. Following M.J. Goldstein, I. Strauss was put on the stand. He was also at the Seelig home the night of April 26th. "Were you at the Seeligs on the night of April 26th?
"Yes."
"Who opened the door for you?"
"Mr. Frank."
"Did you notice anything unusual about him?"
"Nothing at all."
"When did he go to bed?"
"Right after I got there. I don't think he sat down in the hall again after he let me in."
"Were you there when Frank tried to break up the poker game?"
asked Mr. Hooper on cross-examination.
"I was not."
He was then excused.